Good evening. My name is Shanna. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from control and seeking the acceptance of others. Hey, guys. This is not intimidating at all. Life before recovery was difficult and exhausting. I was always looking to others for acceptance and trying to control every circumstance instead of trusting God. I grew up in a loving home with my mother, father, and sister. We attended church regularly, but I did not understand what it meant to have a relationship with Christ. I knew God was there and Jesus died for my sins, but still something was missing. I found myself lonely, isolated, and depressed. I was a shy, quiet child. I lived in fear that if I spoke up, no one would accept me. I attempted to make friends by stepping out of my comfort zone, only to find myself rejected, teased, and misunderstood. At a very young age, I began running with my father and sister and in school. Training morning and night quickly became a way of life. I thought if I could just excel in running, then I'd be noticed for something significant. But, like many things in my life, I fell short. I was always a place off of making varsity, seconds away from breaking a 6-minute mile, and a step behind my older sister. I found myself in a cycle of comparison that was a constant reminder of my shortcomings. It was exhausting trying to keep up on my own. I remember then my biggest fear in life was that I would never be fully known or fully loved by another, shortcomings and all. I carried these feelings of inadequacy with me through college and after. During this season of self-discovery, I found my acceptance in binge drinking and being the life of the party. In the moment, I felt on top of the world. Finally, people valued time with me. I had something to offer. I thought if I could just be in the right place, do the right things, and say the right things, all would be okay. My need for control led to blackouts, compromising situations, hurting myself, and hurting others. I was a hypocrite and felt hopeless. In the midst of this struggle, I was invited to the Porch Young Adults Ministry here at Watermark. The first night I attended, I was introduced to a woman that took me in and cared for me in a way that was different. She gracefully demonstrated the love of Christ by not being concerned with what I did in my past or judge me for my current brokenness. She simply invited me to see how, with Christ, others lived in freedom and without bondage. Through the people I met, I learned I was not alone in my struggle and that there was a way out. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so you can endure it." My way out was total reliance on Christ and allowing him to surround me with new friends that encouraged me with scripture. The Lord used this newfound community to show me that Jesus died for the forgiveness of all of my sins, and there was nothing I could do to earn his love or the love of others. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and it is not from yourselves, it is a gift of God, not by works, so no one can boast." Wanting more, I almost immediately joined a community group. We were committed to encourage each other towards spiritual transformation, which meant complete transparency, authenticity, and accountability. I was asked hard questions out of love and received responses back with truth from God's word. My first initial reaction to this approach was less than favorable. It caused immediate anger and feelings of judgment, but later turned into conviction and repentance. I found what I had been looking for just to discover it had been there all along. I was fully known and fully loved. I also learned it was a process. It came naturally to me to confess my sins, but I struggled with repenting and turning away from them. I felt repenting was giving up control. In the immediate years after accepting Christ, I found myself in between jobs, in and out of relationships, and in poor health to the point of putting my 20-year running career on hold. Something had to give. When I found myself in a relationship that was emotionally abusive, controlling, and manipulative, I realized I was chasing the desires of my heart, but was not allowing the Lord to change my heart for him. After another hard breakup, I discovered, out of love, the Lord had stripped me of my idols to bring me back to him. By fully accepting this, I was able to rejoice in that season. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, "That is why, for Christ's sake, I will delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." I had been told about region many times before, and like some of you may be thinking tonight, I just knew it was not for me. I was looking for any excuse to back out. As I entered the doors, I was nervous, excited, and overwhelmed by the thought of committing an entire year. But with prayer and the Holy Spirit, the Lord made margin in my busy schedule and gave me the desire to go all in. As I walked through the steps, I realized my pattern of seeking acceptance of others, control, continuous disappointment when my own efforts failed me, and my need to be trusting God during those times. I learned to release my hurts to Christ and make amends by taking personal responsibility for my sins. I finally felt freedom from the bondage of sin and at peace. The shy girl I once was no longer exists. By the grace of God, I have been made a new creation. He has turned shyness and feelings of inadequacy into an opportunity to lead multiple groups confidently and empathetically. He has given me a job that not only provides, but allows me to utilize skills of recruiting that I gained while unemployed. He has given me peace in being single and an appreciation for the extra time it allows me to pour into others. I can't stand up here and say I have life all figured out. What I can say is I no longer fear the future or find my identity in others. I'm quicker to ask for forgiveness, and most of all, I've gained a new perspective on Christ's love for us. I now look at people entirely different. While our stories may be dramatically different in the eyes of the world, we are all heirs to the throne and sinners in desperate need of a Savior. It is a daily decision to follow Christ, but for me, there is no other way. And when I stray, because I will, my community around me is there to encourage me with truth and point me back in the right direction. If you only take one thing away from me tonight, it would be not to give up hope and know that you are not alone. No matter who has failed you in life, you are fully known and fully loved by a Father that will never leave or forsake you. My name is Shanna. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from control and seeking the acceptance of others. To Christ be all the glory.